What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne and here with my brother, Brad. Brad, what are we talking about today, my brother?
Let's talk about growth. I got a quote here from Carol Dweck. The passion for stretching yourself and sticking to it even or especially when it's not going well is the hallmark of all growth.
I like that. I like the grow, B. Let's get into it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do. Back in here, another edition of the Bad Podcast. Brad and Dwayne in here, and we do have a special guest today. But before we get to the guest, man, I actually have an announcement. Brad don't even know anything about this. This is a brand new announcement. When this drops on Monday, probably the following Wednesday or Thursday, a brand new podcast is going to be released on our YouTube channel called Your Natural Best. Myself, the current Yorton Cup champion, Eric Sheldon, and Sarah, also a pro OCB champ. We have a podcast called Your Natural Best, and it's going to be dropping either Wednesday or Thursday. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We've already recorded a bunch of episodes, so you don't have to wait a long time. They're going to pop on every week, right along like a little duo with the Bad Podcast. So super excited about that. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you turn your notifications on so you can see that podcast come on. Same location, same YouTube channel, same podcast channel as well. All that's going to be right there. So now that that's out the way, B, man, who do we have on with us today?
How about that news, man? Kicking off with a banger. I love it. And speaking of the stage, All right, we got one of the grand masters of the stage with us. One of my run coaches, Rebecca. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself and take it away.
Yeah, I'm Rebecca Ard. A lot of people call me Becca. I'm one of the run coaches in E2R and E2M. I've been around for a little over 3 years. And when you said stage, are you talking about like the bodybuilding or what stage? What are you talking
all
about?
All the stages. The stages of bodybuilding in life.
Yeah, so I've done I love a good challenge like you guys. So I challenge myself every week, every day with running challenges. And then of course my clients. I've done a little bit of bodybuilding. I did a little bit of, I do a lot of running, but now I'm into coaching. So like, that's kind of my jam right now is personal coaching and helping others learn to love the sport of running.
I love it, Becca. We're going to talk about all sorts of things today, and I want to talk about growth in general. Growth comes in all ways, whether it's fitness or running or you know your physique game. Maybe it's life. Maybe it's a career change, perhaps, you know. And I want to talk about the relationship of taking care of yourself and prioritizing your fitness and your wellness and how that's taken you from where you were and brought you to where you are. Tell us, how taking care of yourself brought you to where you are today.
Yeah. So I'll start off saying too, I'm a mom of two super active kids. So they both know that fitness and health and living a healthy lifestyle is important. They watch me and it's helped them, especially over the last 3 years of since joining E2M. But they know that it's important. So setting that and them seeing that is super important to me because I want them to follow in my footsteps. But with that being said, I am very stubborn with my workout routine, meaning I'm tired. I am sore. I have so many things to do and I don't have time for it, but I still do it. Like, so I'm stubborn about it and I make no excuses. So as far as I had to grow to get to that point because habits had to form, and that's where you need to, that's what you got to fight for. And you got to dig deep sometimes, but now that nothing stops me unless I'm physically unable to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dwayne and I have talked about the journey to the land of Oz, the Emerald City, right? And sometimes you have to fight your way through that beginning phase. Right. And what happens to the masses is they're not willing to fight in that beginning phase because they just don't see the reward right away. They don't see that product. They don't see what they wanted to see. And a lot of people will go to bed at night and they'll put their hands together and say, when I wake up tomorrow, I want to see X, Y, and Z. I want to see the product. And when they wake up, they just don't see the product. So what do? Instead of fighting for another day, unfortunately, they dig deep into that pocket, pull out the white flag, and they start waving that sucker around and go back into the purgatories of the old habits. Now, this quote that I had read, the passion for stretching yourself and sticking to it, especially when you're not doing well, when it's not going well, those are the critical moments that are going to take you from where you are to where you want to be, because this isn't an easy journey. Dwayne's been on the grandest stage. You have been on the grandest stage. I've been on some good stages myself, but you had to fight. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I'll just say your stage is grand as well, man. You try to downplay your stage. It's like, I've been on some mediocre stages. No, I've been on Iron Man is the grandest stage, bro. Don't play yourself.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. It just goes to all of us, right? All of us. When you lead by example, you got kids that follow you or a spouse that follows you. We have a platform. You want to talk about a stage, we have a stage because there's always somebody watching. Now, I want to ask you a couple of questions, Rebecca. And the first one is, how did your relationships or how did this community play a role in who you are today?
That's a loaded question because I feel as far as relationships and how it's built me, I took some losses with being healthy because when you choose healthy, a lot of people around you that you value have a lot to say about your fitness journey. And a lot of the time you lose those people because their opinions, they kind of hurt, but you also don't, you choose not to stop going. So they eventually fall off because you're just not on the same journey anymore. Right. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with losing people. But with that being said, you gain so much more, not just people-wise, but you gain the confidence and love for yourself that you've never had before. And when you do that, you do need others, but you're also like, man, I needed this person. Like I needed her, like I needed to be me. So for me, the growth and like losing and gaining is I gained like my best self. And when I did that, I poured into those around me that really did matter the most, my kids, my family, my closest friends. And I built really awesome, amazing friends within E2M as well. So friends that feel like lifetime friends, and I'm not going to let go of them because they're my sisters now.
Mm-hmm. What about brothers?
And a couple brothers. I'm going now. I got an awesome uncle. I got Trey. I love this community. Yeah. This community is, I could go on and on, but we only have so much time, but I count my blessings here every day.
Hey, yeah. Hey, we only have so much time, but I gained a Dwayne. I gained a Dwayne.
That's right. That's right.
There's a quote that I read at one point. It said, change your friends or change your friends. Yep. And so often when you're on this discovery mode of tapping into your best version, others will judge you. They certainly will judge you. And the reason is it's not because they don't truly believe in you. They don't want to be surpassed. They don't want to be outran. They don't want to be left in the dust, right? So they start to judge you. They start to point the finger. They start to tell you and start to fill your mind with, hey, you can't, you won't, you're not capable, you're not worthy, you're not talented, whatever they want to say. And unfortunately, they make you feel bad. Yeah. And the reason is it's not because they don't believe in you. They probably do believe in you, and that's the scary thing to them. They fear that you're going to leave them in the past. Mm-hmm. And change your friends or change your friends, man. That insulation is important because, I as well as I do, Rebecca, what you surround yourself with, who you surround yourself with is what you essentially become.
Yeah.
And I know you you're just doing fabulous things. You got a lot of good friends here in the E2M group and in the Eager to Run community. You're out there coaching, all right? Tell us about your coaching that you're putting on right now.
Yeah. So I do one-on-one coaching. Of course, I coach in the group and have the live classes, which I adore and I love. Every aspect of coaching, I love. It's honestly a dream come true for me. Not for personal any personal reasons other than I love it, but like just to help other people. And running is one of those sports where you either love it or you hate it. But when you, I want to take those ones that hate it and I want to make them love it. Like that's my goal, you know? And it's funny because a lot of my clients, they do, they're like, is it, they'll message me and be like, is it weird that I'm looking forward to my run tomorrow? And I'm like, when I get those, I'm like, I'm winning. Like I'm but that's why I love it. Like I love it. But back to my training and coaching, I'm doing group training, which I love because I can help so many at the same time. And not only that, but I get to see them like form the friendships we were just talking about. They're forming a tribe, mm-hmm. and I see it and I'm like, oh, like I love that I get to be part of this, mm-hmm. you know? And so it fills me up. There's no other job in the world that's better than this job.
No.
There isn't.
You're 100% right. I wholeheartedly agree that there's not a better job than this. And, you know, you and I have a lot of things in common, but one thing that we have in common that you're speaking to of right now is we love to see people win.
Yeah.
We love to see people out there just slaying the game. And that's what makes a coach. You know, we're very passionate about what we do. You go back to what you're saying about running. I don't know if it's a love or a hate. I think it's a love and a hate sometimes, or a hate and a love. I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah, I know. I tell my clients, I'm like, the first 2 miles suck for all of us. Okay, we don't like it. But you reach a point where you're like, you're doing it and you feel good. So yeah, it's a good time.
Those 2 miles, Rebecca, are exactly what the first 2 weeks of E2M are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, man, why do I have to do this every single day?
Right.
But again, you fight and you fight and you fight and you start to recognize and understand that repetition eliminates those fears and it starts to establish that thing we call courage, yeah. right? And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm looking forward to that run and I'm looking right. forward to that workout. I'm looking forward to my water and feeling good when I wake up.
Right.
We get so caught up in the redundant routines of life that sometimes we don't even know how bad we feel until we fight through those first 2 miles or those first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your best piece of advice for somebody that's struggling through those first 2 miles or those first 2 days or those first 2 weeks? What's your piece of advice to get through those first two somethings?
Yeah. You kind of hit it earlier when you guys were originally talking, but it's like, if something's really hard and difficult to you, what's on the other side of hard is exactly what you want. So when you're having those moments of weakness or self-doubt or wanting to just dog a program that just doesn't work for you, did you give it an honest chance? You know, did you give yourself a chance, like give yourself a chance to do a great job. Follow a simple recipe. A lot of people ask me, like, how did you do it? How did you gain muscle and like stay in this program? I'm like, it's called strength training, you know, like add some weights to the circuits, go a little bit harder. For my first round, I literally followed the required pieces. That's it. I did no extra credit. My dumbbells, I'm not lying to you, were 3 and 5 pounds, 3 pound dumbbells. And I wasn't like the fittest. I wasn't super out of shape. Health has always been important to me, but I always wanted I wanted areas of my body to be a certain way, like, or more fit or more tone. This program gave me the tone that I never had before, eliminating certain things out of my diet and the fasting, like all of it adds up, but give yourself an honest chance. And remember that on the other side of hard is what you want. Mm-hmm. And give yourself one more day. So like one more day. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to, you know, snack tonight. I'm going to give it one more day. Wake up the next day and you feel good again. And you're like, okay, maybe I got this. Maybe it's a good day. And remember that bad days happen to all of us. It's not just you. We're all.
I never have bad days.
Right. Like you just gotta choose to keep going. We all have bad days. It's normal. It's human. So fight for yourself.
Yeah. No, that's a great piece of advice. Because a lot of us aren't willing. We're able to fight for ourselves, but we're not willing to fight for ourselves. And the reason being is because fighting's hard. Right. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, a lot of us, we don't fight until we get that emergency phone call. We don't fight until we get that bad news. We don't fight until it's ready to fight. And we need to be prepared.
Right.
We need to be proactive. A lot of us live in a reactive state. We wait for life to happen to us instead of us going out there and making things happen. So that's a great piece of advice. Along this journey, you have to take moments to stop at milestones, mile markers, finish lines, and express a sense of gratitude of where you are, but also take moments to be proud of yourself. What's the number one thing that you are the most proud of with your E2M journey, your eager to run journey, your life journey? What's the number one thing that you're the most proud of right now?
What I'm most proud of, I think I could go to a specific moment where it was a turning point for me. And that's when I got hurt, I got injured and I couldn't run. It's one of those injuries that take you out where I was on crutches for 45 days and I was in the fittest part, like physically of my life. I never really experienced injury before that. And I couldn't run for 5 months. And so it was like, I had to do seated workouts and I stuck to it. And every day was such a struggle. It was probably my darkest time, but it was my time that I learned so much about myself, so much for digging deep, so much for fighting for who I really still wanted to be. And it was also a time where in my personal life, a lot of changes were happening. So I was fighting every single day, but in my head, I was like, I had so many whys as in, why am I doing this? I want to be a really good mom and a good example. And so I want to do it for my kids. Like they're my why. When I want to throw in the towel or feel like giving up, which I'm not going to lie to you, it's such a habit to live this healthy that throwing in the towel isn't an option. Mm-hmm. God would have to wipe me out but injury. I'm thankful for that injury. Mm-hmm. So like when you ask me what I'm proud of, I'm proud of myself for fighting through that injury and still staying afloat and still aiming for goals, because after that injury, I went and did a bodybuilding contest. I got, certified as a run coach and I really was fighting for dreams that I knew that I could get to. And the only reason or way I was going to do it is to continue and move forward. So I wasn't stopping. So that injury is I had to learn patience and I'm proud of myself for all that. So fighting for that during that time was probably what I'm most proud for.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that hits different because those that win in the grandest stages of life, they understand that rejection, loss, defeat, injury, the people that win the biggest in life, they understand those are not anything more than speed bumps, right? Those are building blocks to reaching your level of excellence. And unfortunately, the masses of this world and of society don't see it that way. They look at speed bumps as permanent roadblocks and they hit those roadblocks and they turn back instead of fighting, like you said, fighting through those roadblocks, fighting through that rejection, fighting through that injury, and seeing your greatness on the other side of that heart, of that hurt, of that pain, right, or whatever it is. But everything's temporary, right? Even us, we're temporary.
I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, everything you go through in life and every person, every physical, it's all temporary. Like we only have this one body for a short amount of time, and you don't know. When you're not going to have this body that is able to do the things you can do right now. Right. So you're right. Yeah. Everything's temporary.
Mm-hmm. Everything. This is a piece of advice for all the teenagers watching out there. Even that love of your life that you'll never live without, you'll be all right. All right. Because everything's temporary. All right. So, hey, we're going to transition real quick here. This is the Did You Know or Do You Know segment. And at this point, I want you to provide a fact to the folks that are watching this. Something that it could be deep. It could be funny. It could be emotional. Something that very few people or nobody knows about you.
Okay. So this is an interesting fact about me is I have an identical twin sister. I do. I have an identical. We're getting older. We look different, but I have a twin sister, which I think is pretty cool fact. not everyday thing. Not many people know. So
the only reason I knew that was because of a recent post that you threw up on social media and said, my sister's helping me with a plan. And I said, either they're twins or they look an awful lot alike.
Yeah, I know. Yep. We shared an egg and she's the old one. For the record, she's the old one. Okay. She's the old one. I'm in it.
Now, she's a minute older. 1 minute, 60 seconds?
1 minute.
All right. I like it. Let me ask you this. If she feels something, do you channel that somehow? Do you feel that? Or
we can sense each other.
Really?
100%. Yeah. For sure. Especially when we were younger and like in high school and in college and we saw each other every day. But we could still sense something now. And I will say our moods incredibly boost when we are with each other. We're like giggly, silly little girls, you know, and we're not little girls. We're just twins. And you just have that connection. It's cool. Yeah.
I like that because that's how I am with my brother and sister. We are not twins. Yeah. You know, you go back to that community piece, you know, you guys just love each other, you support each other. And that's the great thing about twins and siblings and community in general. Hey, so you talked about your coaching. This is the last thing I'll say. So where can I find you? How do I contact you if I'm looking for some one-on-one run coaching?
Yeah. So I have a website now and it's very simple. You can just go to www.runcoachbecca.com. And I just closed signups for July 1st, which was two programs that started. It's one is based on a 5K for very, you know, beginner level or returning runners. And then another is for where my heart is, which is just teaching that 1 mile without stopping. So, and that's an 8-week program. So, and I do the 8-week program every 8 weeks and the 5K program is brand new, but I am going to do it with signups for the Charleston 5K. That's going to line up with the E2R Charleston 5K on November 9th. And that's my hometown. So I'm going to go all hard for this one. I'm going to make billboards. I'm going to go.
I like it.
So I'm going to open up signups. I think I'm going to do, that will begin August 18th or 19th, whatever that Monday is, because that is exactly 12 weeks from November 9th, 10th, right in there. So, so you just go to the webpage and you can sign up. And I don't have the sign up for that one yet, but the information will be loaded up and on there today. But that's where you can get all the information, testimonials. You can get info on how to contact me, sign up for my monthly newsletter, all that stuff. Yeah. So please visit.
Hey, man, you heard it here first, folks, man. She's doing the 5K training plan for when we visit Charleston in November. Very excited about that. Man, I'll tell you what, Rebecca, this has been really good for the people that listened in. It's been good for me. Yes. It's always good and refreshing to talk to people that are, you know, really chasing that growth game in all facets of life. So, number one, I'm proud of you. Keep working hard. Keep grinding on a daily basis. And I will end with this, ladies and gentlemen, your greatness is on the other side of your hard. Fight and fight and fight until you get through those roadblocks.
That's right.
All right, guys. Hey, man. Thank you for watching, and we will see you on the other side. Dwayne's going to close us out here shortly. Rebecca, thank you very much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey. Yeah.